I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're picking up where we left off in our connections, and that means Crystal Taylor is on the program this week. Now, Crystal was at a conference in Texas at the time of our interview, and there was one important thing that we forgot to clarify before I called.
Good morning.
Sorry, I just realized you are on a different time zone, aren't you?
Yep, I sure am.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I've done that twice now.
So I was calling Crystal 8 o'clock my time, but it was actually 7 o'clock for her. It's probably a strange way to wake up in the morning having to immediately do a phone interview, but Crystal was game, so the interview began.
My name is Crystal Taylor, and I am a virtual assistant. I'm self-employed. I own Crystal Clear Communications, providing editing, writing, and proofreading services.
Crystal is a virtual assistant to a handful of local organizations, but one of the first ones she started working for was the Multi-Faith Council of Toledo. There she provides administrative services. She goes to meetings, she organizes grant writing, she creates the language for programming. It's work that involves a lot of writing.
So as a virtual assistant, I focus on editing, proofreading, and business writing. So I do a lot of writing projects for my clients. A lot of different people don't like to fill out applications, or maybe they need someone to review their academic papers. Some people need to do coding projects. Other people need grants written. Basically, people don't really like to write much, and I love to write. So anything I can do to help someone get their message across in written form, I'm more than happy to do for people. So I do a lot of website, just the written component. So basically any paperwork people need, I can get it done for them.
It's kind of an invisible job, very much behind the scenes. You may read Crystal's writing on a proposal, but you never know that she's the one who wrote it. But Crystal doesn't mind this. In fact, she kind of likes it.
I have no problem being the registration person or being the person in the back office, making sure that things get taken care of so that their programs and projects move forward and that the organization can move forward in getting their notice, making sure that the community is aware of the things that are going on. I'm a communications person, so in communications, you want to find out what your client's message is, and then you want to speak that message in as many avenues as possible. You want to guide them on strategic growth, and that's really what I love to do. So, like I said, it seems really odd, but it was a perfect match because they were looking for that, and I was looking to provide that.
Although Crystal says her job now is a perfect fit, it took her time and a few U-turns to be able to find it. Crystal didn't start her career in administrative services. She actually started in higher education.
I have been in higher education for about 15, 20 years. And as I mentioned before, I got an MBA in 2014. So I thought, it's time for me to move from the position I had held with the College of Pharmacy. I was the enrollment manager there. I was going to just move forward and, take a shot at a different position. So I applied for an associate dean position in a college that was kind of emerging. It had just started, and it was focusing on working with students who do not find great success. And that's something that's been a passion of mine throughout my professional career. And so I took a chance. I applied for that job. Things looked a little weird in the interview, and I was so gung-ho on the fact that I had an MBA that it was time for me to move that I kind of overlooked those things, and I went ahead full force. And when I got there, it wasn't the space that I thought it was, and there was a lot of things that were going on. And as the associate dean being the number two person, a lot of those things fell to me. So very quickly that turnaround happened, and within 6 months, I was not in that position anymore. And so I wasn't bitter or hurt or upset or anything. My pride was a little knocked down because, as I said, I was focused on the MBA and moving forward and doing different things, and it was like, stop. But I have a faith myself, and I just knew that there was something different for me out there. It kind of was a gut punch a little bit because I'm not a quitter. And so even though it looked a little dark for a little while, the Multi-Faith Council was really that bright light that kind of shook me around and said, hey, there's some other things out here that you need to be focused on. And I was so glad that that was the place that they allowed me to do that.
Crystal feels like in a lot of ways she had to recreate herself to find the job that was waiting for her. It's advice that she would give to anyone who was also looking to find the perfect fit in their career.
I think that's what people need to do. Otherwise, you kind of listen to that conversation about yourself, and you have to move from there, from what that entity or what, whoever they are. People sometimes say, oh, they treat me bad, or oh, they. You go, who is they? What are you doing? And so you figure out that new conversation about yourself, and then you set it out there and you move forward. I was really lucky because I was in higher ed, so I got a lot of education and a lot of different certifications and things like that. So you just take what you have in your toolkit and you put it out there, and whoo, people are gonna, pay you for it. So that's really what's working for me, and I'm very blessed as I said.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Crystal's choices for the next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries include...
So Linda Collins is one individual. Another agency that I think would be served very well, or an individual, would be the Advocates for Basic Legal Equality. I would say the third individual would be Business Network International, Northwest Ohio.
You'll have to tune in next time to find out who I pick on the Rough Draft Diaries.